2, there was a check there. Did we cover that?
I'm gonna do a...
We cover that?
Oh, that was Julie's comment.
I'm gonna do a amendment, never mind.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Supervisor.
On page 5, where that's been covered.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. I was consulting a colleague here. When you were on page 4, I did note that one of the other supervisors mentioned it, but I did want to speak to the changes on page 4, highlighted in red and blue, if possible.
Supervisor, Seaside, you just seem to be delayed almost every move that you make today.
He was hoping, Mayor.
Go ahead, Supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And especially having Supervisor Mayo supporting you, that's a strange twist. So, go ahead. Having fun. Having fun. Having fun.
I did have a question for staff and for any rationale behind the change from 3/5 to 2/3 in several sections, noting that size of board will be at 18. The requirement changes then numbers of votes to require each of those three sections, changing from 11 votes to 12. And I was wondering what the rationale and reasoning was for the change, since it's always been at 3/5.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
And again, this was a change that was done in 2006, and it was connected to a statement about removing a chairman for cause. And the recommendation of the work group is to make it simpler by removing for cause and changing 3/5 to 2/3. So, on the one hand, you don't have this sticky situation of determining what cause is, how to define that, how move forward. On the other hand, you require 12 votes instead of 11 votes, 11 being one more than a simple majority. So, this would require two more than a simple majority. Is a way of still require, allowing it to happen, make it not a real easy thing, and yet removing the for cause, which was, you know, presented the largest difficulty.
Okay.
So, is that just pertaining, Mr. Chairman, to paragraph 1? Or is it similarly, was it also changed in the subsequent two paragraphs, 2 and Roman numeral 3?
Mr. Chairman, these sections relate primarily to the election of officers other than at the first meeting. And so, basically, all of these are events that relate to that particular situation in the middle of a term. And so, that's why the 3/5 was changed to 2/3 in each of those paragraphs.
Mr. Chair, could you have him identify 3/5 equals what in an 18-person board, and 2/3 equals what?
3/5 is 11, and 2/3 is 12.
3/5 is 10.8.
10.8. We don't have...
I don't have to worry about that anymore, except you guys. I personally is a...
So, Mr. Chairman, to clarify that, were all three of those changed as was referenced by staff in 2006? Or just the first paragraph of 1?
Mr. Chairman, all of those were 2006 amendments to the ordinance. It was all part and parcel to the same issue.
Based on bringing clarity, because the question was the cause. I remember that vividly.
Yes, this clarifies it, so that's why...
And I remember your vote from that perspective, so don't get me upset on it.
No, we're in the process, sir, so thank you.
Okay. Are there any others? I can do that, I'm not here anymore. We're on a... Yes. Number 6. Are there any others with number 6? Page 6, I had a check to someone, Supervisor Rice.
Yes, this voting procedure changes the language and makes it mandatory as opposed to permissive when it's stated. So, your vote is called, and your options at that point are to vote aye, nay, or to abstain. We don't require in the ordinance that people provide a rationale for why they vote aye or why they vote nay. So, what's the rationale for requiring a statement behind an abstention vote? Nothing in Robert's Rules of Order requires it. If a person has a personal or a, you know, pecuniary conflict, then they properly abstain. But I don't know why we're going to require a statement behind an abstention when we don't behind an aye or a no.
Makes a lot of sense. Supervisor Dmitrievich?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No, I feel that this is very important, and I thank the staff for their forward thinking on this matter and for an additional transparency. I hold the belief personally, I'm not going to speak for anyone else, that an abstention is a great measure. I mean, we are elected to take votes, whether they're hard or difficult, on every matter. And if you have a personal conflict, that's obviously your business, and it's proper that you abstain. I think it's rightfully so. You just need to simply state to the public so they don't misunderstand why you're abstaining. If you don't do that, you could abstain because you don't want to take a hard vote. So this just merely shows why it is. You don't have to prove it, but I think it's incredibly important to transparency because abstaining can be totally misunderstood by the public, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, further discussion on this? Supervisor Cesar.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's my recollection that Corporation Counsel gave a written opinion stating that supervisors do not need to make that statement. So if that's already a written guideline from our Corporation Counsel, Mr. Dominant took great time and research to vet the item and bring it back to us. Unless we've had a change in that opinion or advice to us as supervisors, I don't see why we have to change the language when we had Corporation Counsel rule in on that many years ago, and we've been following it since.
I have not heard of any change. Corporate Counsel, you guys prepared for to respond to that or maybe later?
Mr. Chairman, we were not. This precedes us, so what we'd like to do is take an opportunity to see the opinion that the predecessor made and then come back to the board and, you know, indicate whether our opinion has changed or is it the same.
And I believe that opinion was made by parliamentary procedure, Robert Rules of Order, I believe it was. And if not, please let us know whether it was made by Robert Rules of Order so that we can stay in compliance with Robert Rules of Order. I think we do utilize Robert Rules of Order to run the board. Am I correct? Okay. All right. Even though I do want to know sometimes when people are staying what they do, but it's not none of my business. Okay?
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Even though there's no codification with respect to reasons for abstentions, I think as far as integrity is concerned, as the Supervisor Dmitrievich said earlier with respect to transparency, I think it's if we don't have to disclose every reason why we're abstaining, that's to say my sister told me that I should abstain because of this, that, and the other. But if there's a good reason why somebody should abstain, such as being on a board, and you do not want to commingle that relationship by, at some time later, maybe being attacked because you did something you really shouldn't have done, because you put the board in jeopardy or you put the body in jeopardy, you should be transparent to the extent that you can. Even though there's no codification with respect to the statute or...
what we'll do, Supervisor, is we'll see what the court counsel have done, whether it complies with Robert Rules of Order, and then from there, if you guys want to add on something, that's up to you, okay?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Broderick?
Just briefly, Mr. Chairman, it does occur to me that the court counsel might want to include in your opinion what it means to take a walk and miss a critical vote. I've seen that certainly done in lieu of stating, and no one states a reason for that. And if that was the case, I think it would be helpful to have some guidance from court counsel on that issue as well.
Yeah, we should just wait till they come back and say, all right. Have fun. Have fun. Supervisor Jersey.
I recall the day that Supervisor Cesar's is expressing. Basically, I believe John Jorgensen gave the opinion that the only appropriate reason for abstaining is conflict of interest. Right. That's the only reason you abstain. And he indicated, because that is the only reason you abstain, you don't have to get up and state a reason why you're abstaining. Conflict of interest is the only time you can abstain from a vote. At all other times, politically sensitive or not, you have to vote. So So that was my understanding of the opinion.
Okay, well, to get back, you make sure that that's the case, Supervisor Jersey. We're waiting on court counsel to come back with that, and we'll move forward. Going on to item